Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. If the campaign signs, the television, radio, and internet ads weren't enough of a reminder, it's primary election day in California. Locally, there are three supervisorial seats under contest, the first, second, and the third districts. In the first district, you have Cheryl Seidner, Annette DeModena, and Rex Bone in the race. If no one gets over 50% of the vote, the top two vote-getters will face off again in November. In the other two districts, the issue is cut and dry. The winner becomes, or remains, a county supervisor. In the second district, Cliff Clendenin is facing a challenge from Estelle Fennell. In the third district, incumbent Mark Lovelace is facing challenger Karen Brooks. There are also five candidates vying for the newly formed 2nd Congressional District seat: Susan Adams, Andy Caffrey, Jared Huffman, Stacey Lawson, and Norman Solomon. There are also races for the Fortuna Elementary School District. We'll have full election night coverage here on KINS beginning at 8 o'clock with Brian Papstein. He'll be joined by Rob Arkley as they track the election returns. So tune in for up-to-date election coverage here on KINS 106.3. It was a very busy morning for the Fortuna Police Department yesterday and folks at the National 9 Inn on Main Street. At about 1 o'clock yesterday morning, officers were called to the location on a report that a man was causing a disturbance and exposing himself. The man fled before officers arrived, but they were able to identify him and later arrested 29-year-old Fortuna resident Orion Bramlett. Bramlett was arrested without incident. While dealing with Bramlett, officers learned that a second altercation had taken place. This time, a report of a man brandishing a handgun was called in. After a short investigation, officers contacted Stephen Cabrera in his motel room and found a loaded .357 Magnum in his waistband. Cabrera was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including being a felon in possession of a handgun and violation of felony probation. Janelle Egger, a member of the Occupy Civil Liberties group, has filed a lawsuit against Humboldt County over its decision to enact an emergency ordinance covering protests outside the county courthouse. Egger, along with other protesters, was arrested outside of the courthouse in April after the Board of Supervisors passed the ordinance that restricted the type and time protesters could demonstrate. The ordinance prevents permanent structures, camping equipment, and prohibits protests between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Egger filed the lawsuit in the Federal Ninth Circuit Court and is asking for the court to find the emergency order not only unconstitutional, but to have it removed from the county code. And the California Highway Patrol in Crescent City is investigating a traffic collision that happened last night just before 9 o'clock on Highway 101 in Klamath. The CHP received reports that a pedestrian was running into traffic lanes on the 101, and then the inevitable happened. The pedestrian, who suffered major traumatic injuries, was hit by a car. The car was driven by a Lolita woman heading south. The CHP reports that the pedestrian ran directly into the path of the vehicle and was hit. The extent of the injuries to the victim led to her being flown to Mercy Medical Center in Reading. The CHP is investigating the incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Walmart is expected to open its new store in the Bayshore Mall in the next week or so, and Eureka City Manager David Tyson, never a man to ignore a new source of tax income for the city of Eureka, believes the new store will add to the city's tax receipts.
I would say something of this size would generate probably in the neighborhood of, I'm going to be conservative, but $200,000 to $300,000 in new revenue for the city.
With the city council in the process of developing a fiscal budget, tracking sales tax can play a key role in budget decisions.
We do have a great amount of leakage in Humboldt County and in Eureka. And I think we will see, and it'll be interesting to see how much net, because I think we, in those categories of general merchandise, we can tell how much, things have gone up, because we do track our sales tax by, well, by location, but we also track it by category.
The City Council meets tonight in its regular meeting to continue the discussion. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.